Well, Jason, here we are talking travel and, you know, looking back to what was the great exhibition of the Arabian Travel Market 2013. And we've got the Regional Director of Sales and Marketing for Maydan, who had a beautiful stand at the exhibition. Craig Senior joining us on the line. Craig, nice to have you once again on the show. And, I mean, just looking back to the ATM, was it a success for you guys at Maydan?
Firstly, good morning, Mark, Jason. Good to see you again. And it was a very, very good show for us, I must say. I think the buzz and the vibe, which we certainly experienced from ATM and talking with many, many colleagues, it was one of the best shows for many, many years, with some very, very positive feedback, I think, for both exhibitors and visitors alike, really.
I mean, what were you actually showcasing this year, Craig, from Maydan? What kind of things were you talking to about clients that visited your stand?
One of the main things for Maydan, which occurred since the previous ATM, was the launch of our beach club on JBR Walk. So this this was a great addition to our portfolio, and obviously gives a new dimension to guests staying both at the Maydan Hotel and Bab el Shams, where we've now got access to them to attend and visit you know, our exclusive beach club. So that was really one of our main focus points for you know, for the discussion to you know, to the partners and visitors.
Where's the actual beach club situated, Craig?
It's right at the start of JBR. Mm-hmm. So as you turn into the very, very first sort of road in, mm-hmm. You drive down there about 200 yards, and it's directly on your right-hand side with its own car parking, mm-hmm. and infinity edge pools, and obviously a beach area as well. So it's a great addition to the portfolio, I'm pleased to say.
And that's got I would assume some food and beverage outlets and things like this.
It has indeed, yeah. We have an Italian restaurant, yeah. Which is open there within the club itself, and then we have an area which provides sort of the more traditional sort of, you know, food and beverage items you would expect while spending a day at the pool. And then there's a night area where you can have sort of sundowners and watch the sun go down over the waters. So it's really catering for, you know, naturally the day use clientele round the pool area, and then towards the evening for sort of more of the party goers.
And transportation, I would imagine, again, Maydan and also Bab el Shams, that would be catered for, yeah?
We do indeed, yeah. Sort of guests staying within the hotels and are wanting sort of you know, a day at the beach facility, we do offer transportation. Quite right.
How are you going to market this now, Craig? I mean, and who are you aiming this beach club at? Is it purely for residents coming in from overseas, or is it people that live here in the UAE? Who are you targeting to go to this beach club?
It's very much a combination of both. I mean, initially, it obviously provides us with a great opportunity to talk to our European tour operators and sort of promote this new facility, which is only sort of 8 months old now in terms of the European market.
Yeah.
But very much, you know, to answer your question on the local residents, we are about to launch a very, very attractive summer membership offer for the beach club for residents of Dubai, and this will really be marketed sort of via local print media, a radio campaign, on the internet, and also, you know, via our own website. And this is literally just about to be launched in the next few days. So very much catering for both the traveler and our local clientele as well.
I mean, one would assume that, you know, having a beach club now as part of your you know, your setup, really, it's going to be much more attractive. Not that it wasn't attractive before, but, you know, a lot of people from overseas want that beach. They want to lie in the sun. They want that feeling of being on the coast.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, we're sort of very excited purely on that prospect for, you know, the international partners we work with, because for the first time it does give us a complete new angle in terms of marketing. I mean, the Maidan is very, very central in terms of the major shopping areas, you know, the Dubai Mall, the Mall of the Emirates, and I think what we have now with the Beach Club is a great additional string to the bow, for sure.
And the other additional string to the bow, of course, I always ask you this, but how's the movie business there? You're the guys with the big IMAX.
It is, and you know, I mean, Maidan has really now sort of, you know, taken on this sort of word, which we've been promoting for quite a while, as in a destination in its own right now. I mean, quite rightly. I mean, obviously, the IMAX is fully operational and has been now for over a year, and we've had the pleasure of you know, the Batman movie and Skyfall with James Bond and all sort of the major releases which are ongoing. The golf course is fully operational and has been now for again a year, which is offering floodlit nighttime opportunities. And then of course we have the tennis academy as well. So we're very much focusing on the hotel and area as a destination in Dubai.
Now, what about plans for summer? I mean, you know, is it full speed ahead with all your properties now for, you know, attracting business for the hot summer months? How do you approach it, Craig?
It is very much so. I mean, we work very closely with the Dubai Tourism Commerce Marketing Board, the DTCM, who've done an array of sort of attractive packages to entice the visitors to Dubai. That's along, of course, with Emirates Airlines, who equally are very aggressively targeting the summer. So we're working with both of these partners, and we're working with our close travel agents as well, and we've got offers on our website. We've got offers through our major partners we've contracted with as well. And of course this year, I think very much it's combining you know, Ramadan, which falls around about the 9th-10th of July, and we've got Ramadan sort of offers about to be finalized now, which will very much cater for the, you know, the traditional iftars and sahurs.
And that's again, you're past masters at this as regards getting that special menu during Ramadan. And I suppose, on reflection of last year, what was the sort of promotional Ramadan like for Maidan?
We were very, very pleased. I think it was really, it was Maidan's sort of third year in the market, and we saw a very, very promising sort of growth in our visitors during Ramadan. And, you know, this year we will be really doing sort of very, very similar catering and sort of offerings, you know, with the Farrier's restaurant and the ballroom in the hotel. And then for any large gatherings for iftar or sahur, of course we have the fantastic venue of the Sky Bubble in the grandstand, which can cater for the larger numbers. So we're very excited about the prospect, and as I say, details just about to be finalized in the next sort of few days.
And also just taking in, of course, Bab el-Shams as well for that period.
Absolutely. I mean, Bab el-Shams has the history now of sort of quite a few years. So they, you know, they have some fantastic, authentic Arabian hospitality offerings, I think is the right phrase. This Ramadan, we'll be using the famous Al Hadira restaurant. Mm-hmm. We'll be using you know, the all day dining area of the hotel. And normally, I'm pleased to say, it's always about 4 or 5 degrees cooler. When you're heading to the desert, and I think with Ramadan falling July, August, that could be a nice factor for us this year. So both properties are very well geared and sort of really ready for the start of that in about 4 or 5 weeks' time.
Craig, you mentioned about kind of focusing on the European market, which, by the sounds of it, you know, a lot of your business comes from. One of the buzzwords that we were kind of hearing a lot this year at ATM was the emerging Chinese market and the fact that that is going to absolutely explode in the next few years. Have you got plans to kind of target the Chinese business as well?
Well, very funny you mentioned that. I mean, we're actually there next week. We work with the Dubai Tourism Commerce Marketing on most of their overseas shows. So we will be attending what is called ILTM, which is International Luxury Travel Market. Mm-hmm. And that's held in Shanghai from June the 3rd to the 7th. And we will be exhibiting there, representing Meidan and Babelsham's on the Dubai stand. But it's also a market which is supporting both the properties currently very, very well, you know, with groups coming in during the winter and even the off-peak times of the summer. So I think you're absolutely right, Jason. I think it's a huge market which, gratefully and thankfully, we are seeing traffic from already, but I think the potential is absolutely enormous. You're quite right.
Yeah, are you going to be travelling yourself there?
Yeah, that was my question as well. Yeah,
yeah. Yes, I am actually. I will be heading out on Monday of this week, and both representing Babelsham's and Meidan at the event. It's an exciting show, and one where we can hopefully bring some additional business back from.
Well, somebody's got to do it, Craig, haven't they? You know,
you're quite right. And leaving, you know, it's probably a case of leaving sort of 40 degrees and going into 32 degrees. I don't think there'll be too much difference.
Well, Craig, we wish you all the best in Shanghai, and let's hope it's proves a very fruitful trip, and you know, that you will be able to get a good slice of that Chinese market. And we wish you well for the summer months as well, and I'm sure we'll be speaking to you nearer the time when the holy month of Ramadan, of course, arrives in July. Craig Senior from Meidan, thank you so much for being with us on the show.
Thank you to both of you. Always a pleasure. Thanks very much indeed.